Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
You sure didn't waste any time mentioning your missionary work, did you, Mike?
Well, we were talking about where the Catholic Church is, where we live. Well, boy, that was, you all right, Dan? You okay with that?
Yep.
Don't worry, Dan. We're just doing a show.
That's okay. We appreciate your call.
Thanks for waiting.
Thanks.
We were talking about the religion around the world and the Catholic Church. I was talking about numbers.
Sure. Yeah.
I said, where are the growth areas of the Catholic Church? And then it got into a discussion about religion in third world countries. And I mentioned that I had experience with Haiti. You are an ass.
You really can't get out of it once he says it.
No,
I pilgrimage every 10 years.
Mm, yeah, 10 years every decade. I had a kid.
I know you probably haven't.
I had a kid.
We thought for a while that we thought for just a second that maybe that Michael William was conceived.
We thought he was Haitian.
In
half
Haiti.
Haitian, at least. Half Haitian. Remember the guy with the nice belt?
Yeah, that's right. Archibald.
Yeah. Nice pull.
Yeah.
Hey,
exactly.
How you doing? Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Let me help you with that car. All right, anyway.
Hey, happy birthday to my bride. I just want to share that with everybody.
Is she excited to finally be able to drink?
She's fantastic. To be 21 this weekend. It's going to be great. And what's that? Do you know that listener's name that got the hotel?
I do. I'll bring it up. Thank you.
I want to thank that guy publicly again because yesterday Oscar said,
Mike spared no expense.
I got a free hotel room that I gave Carla and her mom, and they're getting away on Saturday night. I'm watching the little guy, and then I got him a gift certificate at a restaurant. And so they're
Selfless enough to give away that hotel room, and now you have to be all by yourself.
With my little guy.
Right.
So we're going to be hanging out. We're going to have Daddy Day Sunday. It's going to be good. But thank you. I'd like to say this name. This is the name.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Ginka.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that. I will be speaking with you personally. And Hari Mohan Ginka. Thank you very much.
No kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to high school with him.
What?
No, I ran into him at Costco this week.
Great guy. He's
fantastic. He was actually listening to Cake and Cookies.
He's wonderful.
He had to pull his earbuds out to come up to me.
Well, he popped for the hotel.
Oh, he's awesome.
I'm reaping the benefits because I am the hero at home.
Hero. It's
going to be great. And we are very, very thrilled. And, outside of that, the gift certificate for the dinner, I'm done. The birthday celebration is done, and it'll be her mom and her, and they'll be, drinking
their
wine.
How'd the wine go over?
The wine, we didn't drink it last night. We're going to drink it tonight. So we're going to drink some. Daddy's going to have some of that.
He didn't drink it last night.
That's too good for me.
He's going to drink it tonight.
I'm going to drink as much as I can.
It's going to be delicious. It's going to be really good.
Is it a Cabernet, Arch?
It's a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Can we?
Hope it's got good tan.
Yes.
Did you ever have a stalker when you were on television?
You mean like doing TV commercials?
No, just in general for you. Like, did you ever have somebody you run into all the time? Because I can't
figure
out.
Arch.
I can't figure out how Rofo is running into Mac all the
time. You're fascinated by the fact that he drove by.
Because Rofo just got his license back, and the first thing he's doing is driving by.
Are you close to this store that he works at?
I live less than a mile away from the shopping center where it's at.
There's the answer. I'm happy with that answer.
But isn't it in the Pan Am shopping center?
Yeah, it is.
Deep in the Pan Am shopping center.
You have to walk to that store.
And it's a badly laid out parking lot.
Rofo, I will ask you the direct question.
Yes.
Are you doing a flyby just to see if you see Mac?
Well, here's the thing. My top two spots in that shopping center, there's a Safeway for the grocery store.
Okay.
That's the anchor of the
shopping center.
And there's
also a place with theatrical makeup.
Yeah. And
hold on, Mac.
Yes, please.
Is there a chance that outside of your house you had a red balloon tied to your mailbox? Like about midnight, you see Rofo at your window. I just want to see if he floats. Anyway, that's pretty timely, huh, with the It reference. So why do you go by there?
Well, the Micro Center is right between the Safeway and the McDonald's.
Is it your regular? Okay. Well, I was going to do a whole Safeway thing. If it's the McDonald's there, of course, that's his diet.
But you have to walk out of the way. I've been to that Micro Center enough times. You could walk through the parking lot. You walk by to eyeball it.
Yeah, to be fair, it is a badly designed parking lot with several independent buildings within, and the Micro Center is an anchor store on one side of the L, and the Safeway is an anchor store on the other side of the L.
But does the McDonald's have a drive-thru?
The McDonald's does not have a drive-thru.
What?
So have you been in the McDonald's for?
I have, but I'll do the move because it's just so close to my house.
Yes.
I'll drive up, I'll roll in, not much of a wait usually, and then I'll get it to go and then eat it in my car, do the maneuver.
That's the big
and
one.
Then that's how you watch him.
Well, no, I haven't done that.
Okay, one
just
thing.
Sitting there like having a double.
But now you say that's a great idea. I will do the maneuver and live stream map.
Can you imagine? This is what I see. I see it at dusk, like maybe 7:30.
Yes.
And he's watching Mac. He's backlit because he's in the window.
Right.
And Rob slowly slurping on his shake.
So you think he's stalking you, Mac?
Yeah, because he said that the Micro Center is between McDonald's and Safeway. It's not. They're on Safeway's on one end, Micro Center on the other. McDonald's is in the middle in the parking lot.
Wish I had said that 2 minutes
ago. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a
if
mystery.
If he's parking, he's watching you.
This is
right.
I've never yet parked and watched him, although it was a fascinating idea. I usually just do the drive by, and I've actually had some electronic needs, and I don't want to go into the Micro Center because I don't want to see Mac.
So you're trying to avoid direct contact.
Yeah.
But you're willing to do a stakeout for the show.
That's right.
Okay. So you're using your windshield as like eclipse glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we supposed to break and have Nikki or what do we do?
That would be the best thing to do.
Okay, then let me wrap this up.
All right.
And by the way, this portion of Loser Theater has been brought to you by
Who is the winner in this scenario?
I don't know. I have any idea. But it's interesting that he still cares about Mac. I think that's fascinating.
Cares or fears?
Fears,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to say.
It's really close to my house.
How did he get a job?
Yeah, and you know, really, don't you think when we've heard about your living situation, the enemy might lie within?
Well, you got to keep your enemies closer. And I do.
Yeah. All right, Diego, you want to weigh in on this at all? Any thoughts on this situation?
That's so weird, Rofo. Why would you do that?
Okay, thanks. Okay. Dan O'Brien, you want to tip that in?
Nope.
Okay, there you go.
That's it. Smart boy.
That's enough of the interns.
I just want to say to Carla, I'm glad that she's got all these people that have responded to her desire for people to come
skin
in and
care.
Get skin treatments. And I hope you enjoy the facial today. Listener, Jim.
Oh, no.
What, from a listener?
What?
Yes. She told me 15 minutes before she was leaving. Listener Jim, he's a cool guy. I know him.
Does he do
I've
promos?
Communicated with him. Huh?
Does he do promos?
I don't know.
Amato?
It's not Jim Amato.
I'm just trying to figure it out from the clues.
Do you think Jim Amato even needs a skin treatment?
Of course not.
I don't.
Well, have you seen him?
What about Cerrito?
Yeah. Not Jim Cerrito. No.
Cerrito.
No, this is a listener that's being supportive,
yeah.
Lives in the area, and going out there to... get a facial. I said, it's not one of those back facials. It's not a Brazilian wax, is it?
Oh, dear. Jim.
Know, just, I don't know how I feel about Jim. I'm
I don't know how I feel
you.
About it
Can
either.
Can I tell you how I feel
know.
About it?
You go ahead. You tell me how you feel.
I'm going to speak for Mike.
Thank you.
No, you're not.
That
stop.
Was a hold bold up. Leap, wait, was it not?
Yeah, that was it. You're not going to. I'm going to speak for Mike. Where's the crash?
I'm going to say something, and it's Mike's opinion.
No. No!
David Lee Roth invented all of that, Mike.
No.
All David Lee Roth.
All David Lee Roth.
All the time.
No, it's just, it's a little weird. It's a little
okay.
Weird. No, it's not weird.
Can I speak for myself?
You know, before you do, let me just say what Carla said to me. She does not want to make it so that listeners will never, ever want to go and get a treatment when she starts her business.
Okay,
she does
that's true.
Not want that
that's
to happen.
Okay, okay. You don't want to alienate your
so
fan base.
So you be mindful, and this is coming from you, not me. Thank you.
Listen, people,
oh,
if you're going to support the business, support it when you got to pay for it.
When you're going in for the free skin treatment, don't take advantage of old poor Carla when she's just trying to get some reps in place. There's other people in our lives listen to the show could probably do that.
That's right, little Jimmy Cheapskate.
For you to jump on the wagon when it's free, it's a little unsettling.
He hears this, he's not going to even go in there. All right, Jim, you have my blessing. Enjoy and have a wonderful experience.
Mike.
I was supposed to go in this week. I can't. She's had a couple of cancellations from people.
Oh,
she hates that. Yeah. I said, well, you better get used to that. That's Mike, the world that you live in.
You're welcome.
It's just.
Are you sure you couldn't make it in this week? You're positively glowing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I exfoliate the hell out of this skin.
I know.
You know, I've seen the Irish when they get into their 60s.
Cancellations are part of the equation, right?
Right.
Don't you have to pay for a cancellation, though?
Well, not when you're doing it in a school.
Oh, yeah,
getting a haircut at a training. Yeah. This is when. Did you ever go? Anybody ever go get a haircut at one of those training centers
in college?
Teaching barbers.
In college.
But you know, I saw it. They had that at Julia's Technical School when she was a senior in high school, and I believe there was a barber school at Madison High School when I went, but it was on the far end of the
school.
There
was a suggestion of
a barber school at your high school?
Yeah, like a tech class that they housed at Madison High School. Because I remember walking by and seeing people getting their haircut.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? So, I mean, how did it work? I understand, like,
public
I remember
dollars,
typing
Mike.
Class and home ec, would they be?
But this is like, like a technical school. Like, you know, it's like sometimes they teach electricians.
HVAC.
They teach baking.
So would they say something like, excuse me, Tina, you know, you're really not cutting the mustard in calculus. So we're going to send you down to the barber college.
Yeah, I think there might have been a step between calculus and barber college. But think this was people that chose to go the technical route, the more practical route that Fairfax County offered. But then again, this is 30 years ago. I could be wrong.
At WVU, there was a beauty school. That you, if you for $5, you
no one got
any haircut. See, but you would go, but you would have to roll the dice, see what happens.
At the University of West Virginia?
No, it
at
wasn't.
West Virginia
it wasn't
University?
Part of the school.
There was a beauty school nearby. Morgantown.
Adjacent. Okay. All right.
So,
in Morgantown. Okay.
Yeah. So you.
That's West Virginia.
Yeah. You'd walk up there and you'd be like,
was beauty in quotation marks?
Let's hope for the best.
Beauty school. Beauty. West Virginia women are strong.
They're, yes.
Right? Am I right about that?
They are.
Like
they
local women
are.
From West
yes.
Virginia.
Yes.
You didn't know that?
See, yes. I did not know that.
You've been in your little bubble. You don't even get over to West Virginia.
Yeah.
West Virginia women are
like very beautiful.
Like like real. The whole
I guess misnomer
the
about
earth,
the teeth and the backwards. No, these like some of the most beautiful women I've ever been around have been while I was at WVU, and they were from West Virginia.
Right.
Beckley,
right.
West Virginia.
Did you know anything?
Look it up.
Look at him getting all quiet.
Absolutely.
Now. Did you know anything about that?
No, it's just starting to gel, and I live so close.
Yeah. It's well, it's
funny, you would think some of them might have made their way into Loudoun County, and yet that doesn't happen. No.
No, nobody comes into Northern
Virginia.
Except people that that want the granite counter.
Well, you know the statue
those are the
we have.
People that come to Northern Virginia.
We have the statue at the entrance to Loudoun County. It says, "Give me your tired, your plain, your fat," and they all come in. And
that
they
can't live. Be well, true.
How would you rate? I mean, don't come on now. Don't you think that you know, now you're getting us into the real misogyny. I think there are
attractive women on in every neighborhood,
right.
Municipality,
right.
City, whatever it may
and
be.
And it's bad to paint with them.
Yes.
I don't mean this as a pun. You don't want to paint with a broad
but
brush.
But for West Virginia, that no teeth, no shoes, that whole, I guess, stereotype.
Mm.
If you
I would urge you to come up to Maine for a visit.
if you actually drove. Some of the nicest, most gracious, old family values.
Sure.
At least my experience, and not just for my friends that went to WVU that we got to go visit their hometowns, but there are times where you just go to towns and just take a road trip, and it was nice.
I dated a woman from West Virginia,
ooh.
And she was a twin. I mean, an absolute doppelganger for Audrey Hepburn.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
I mean that. Yeah.
Really?
Damn. I mean that. Yes.
I consider
absolutely.
Myself schooled. I apologize to the women
of
West Virginia.
Cut hair. And she cut hair.
Mm, yeah. Your hair?
I remember that. Yeah. Cut my hair. It's
weird. How'd she do?
Fine. Can we break now? Can we please break now? Jesus.
TMOS Classic.
Hey,
As you set resolutions for 2025, consider how learning a new language can enrich your life, whether through travel, career advancement, or cultural appreciation. Learning a new language can help you connect with others and explore new cultures. Here's a great idea. Learn a language as a fulfilling New Year's resolution. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages like Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. Plus, Rosetta Stone has no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. This is a lifetime membership. You can keep learning from now until forever. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can take advantage of this New Year's special of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Hello?
Yes,
I can hear you, but I want you to know I'm recording the call. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. We are also recording the call. Each and every call has been recorded over here.
Great. What can I do for you, Slick?
Yes, I'm saying, are you facing any problem nowadays in your computer?
My computer?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a lot of problems with my computer.
What kind of problems, sir?
Well, one is the odor.
Pardon?
The odor of the computer. It smells horrible. The scanner, are you familiar? I have a computer scanner. Do you know what a scanner is?
Yes, I know the scanner.
Okay, when I put it in and I want to copy like a pornographic picture and I hit start, it smells like burnt meat.
Yes, why it's going to do that? Because you are trying to copy a pornographic one.
No, I don't think it has to do with it because when I copy copies of nursery rhymes, it also smells bad.
Are you over 80?
Am I over 80? Yes.
I'm saying, are you over 18?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Then I think there might be some problem, okay, in your printer.
Well, hold it. If I was under 80, would there not be a problem?
So if you are in under 18, the printer, like the computer, does not give you those things because it's not like suitable for the people who are under 18.
I can't understand a goddamn thing you're saying. You need to say it again slower and louder.
I'm saying it.
No, you're not. Say it slower.
Yes, I'm saying, if you're not understanding, that's your problem.
Now listen, what is your name?
Pardon?
Your name is Pardon?
My name is not Pardon.
What is your name?
I'm saying, are you facing any problem nowadays in the computer?
No, I'm saying, what's your name?
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to call you your name. Is it a problem that I want to be cordial?
No, it's not a problem. Like, confirm me, are you facing any problem nowadays in the computer?
Yes, I have other problems besides the scanner.
Not the scanner, sir, but the computer.
Yes, the computer is also troublesome.
Yeah, what kind of problem?
Well, for one thing, my monitor is very, very dim.
Your monitor is?
Yes.
Yeah, what problem? Just tell me again.
It's very dim. Well, it's not actually a monitor, it's a television. It's an old Emerson television.
Okay, it's not a monitor, it's a television.
Yes.
Do don't have any keyboard?
I have a keyboard.
All right. Which keyboard do you have?
Great. My keyboard is great.
Your keyboard is great. And your monitor?
Not so good.
Not so good? All right.
Well, there is a problem with my keyboard.
All right. You have
it doesn't have an L.
I'm sorry?
My keyboard doesn't have an L.
Your keyboard doesn't have an L?
An L. You know the letter that comes before M?
L. L like London. That one?
Yes. L like London.
L like London.
L like London.
London.
I have no L.
You don't have any L. All right. So you don't need to worry. We'll give you an L. All right?
How do I get it?
I'll tell you that. Just turn on your computer. I'll let you know after that.
Okay, the computer is on. There's another problem.
Yeah.
I have a disk drive, and there's an English muffin stuck in it.
English muffin stuck in your computer?
In my disk drive.
On your disk drive?
Yes, I was trying to download some jelly.
Okay, you're trying to download some jelly on your computer.
Yes, which was very hard because I have no L, and there's two L's in jelly, so I'm sure I made a mistake. That's probably why the muffin got caught.
Okay, that's how the muffin got struck.
Now listen, I think we're done here, but I have one last question for you.
But I should want to say you something, except that I really love to speak with you.
You know what's crazy?
Yes, definitely.
How about that Lady Gaga? Isn't that something?
Because the way you speak and the way I speak, it's a very, like, similar one.
What?
Yes, like, it's very, very, very much similar.
Yes. I think we're done here.
Okay.
Have a great day.
If you think you are done here, then it's great. So you take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thanks for fixing my computer. Bye-bye.
TMOS Classic.
Hello.
It's my daughter. Roll over. Rolling, rolling. Rolling.
Let me roll it. Flip, flop, and fly. The flip side.
Holiday time, Mike. Holiday.
4th of July. Hey, 4th of July. You excited about it? Of course, everybody. It's the birthday of our... And you know what, call me old-fashioned, but what I love best about the 4th of July is all of the flags. You know, it's great to see the American flag. I mean, everywhere you go, yards, businesses, any place around. Isn't it nice to see? Of course, they're all made in China, but still, it's the
sentiment.
That's what I like.
I miss Dave.
I mean, I do too.
Such
I
a
totally
feeble joke
Dave.
That took 20 seconds to get to and still a good payoff.
Oh, there's so many classic interviews that Dave did where there were iconic moments. And
do you prowl around his website? He's got so much stuff
up there.
It's
funny you bring it up because I was actually...
A YouTube page, I should say. Sorry.
I was doing a deep dive on him. I forgot what I watched with him. Oh, yeah. I was doing a deep dive about that show where he talked about... And that's Vintage Jay when he was talking about Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so... Letterman's takedowns were always so subtle but so wonderful
razor,
to watch.
Like a razor. Yeah.
I miss him too.
I really do too. Sad. I mean, he couldn't go on forever, but at age 89, we lost Alan Arkin over the weekend.
Michael? Michael? Hello, Alan Arkin. I do my Alan Arkin, of course, is Kevin Pollak's Alan Arkin.
Yeah.
Kevin Pollak, the genius impersonator who is just such a great actor, too. Love to get Kevin back on the show sometime. He's such a funny guy. Alan Arkin, an American original.
God, and
nobody
a career.
Like
I've forgotten how far back he goes. As being up in Maine, I'm sure you've seen The Russians Are Coming. The Russians Are Coming, right?
Way back.
A million
that was like
years
one of
ago.
His first, wasn't it?
Yeah. Everyone to get from street.
Yeah. But a Maine town that they think is being invaded by the
Carl
Russians.
Carl Reiner. Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. And also Wait Until Dark, where he's the psychotic guy against.
I see that. I didn't remember. I forgot that one, too.
So good. So
great
good.
Movies. He's really, it's just iconic.
And for the younger kids, Argo, Oscar remembers him in Argo. And
Argo,
course,
where he's the movie producer, right? That they
best
utilize.
Line, he says, well, what is it, a Western? If I'm going to make a fake film, it's going to be a hit fake film.
He is apparently quite a generous guy. A lot of people had amazing things to say about
him. Loved him. And he won an Oscar for Little Miss Sunshine.
So here's a brief clip.
Steve Carell.
Here's a brief clip and actually his Oscar
announcement. Okay, can I just set it up? Because I love his role in that. His performance in that was just incredible as the foul-mouthed grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody did it better. I don't think there was another actor that could have touched it like Alan Arkin. I just absolutely love
it. And
this
what's
role.
So great is he has the foulest scenes in the movie, but then he pulls off something sweet like this.
Grandpa?
What?
I don't want to be a loser.
Whoa. Back up a minute. You know what a loser is? A real loser is somebody that's so afraid of not winning, they don't even try.
The best performance by an actor in a supporting role. Alan Arkin in Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, baby.
So great. So great. He will be missed. And he leaves a good
He's
legacy
one of those
behind.
Guys where you just feel sad because he was so fun.
The in-laws with Peter Falk. So funny. He has got
incredible.
A great celebrity. All right. Oscar sent us this tape this weekend, which is really good. Bo Jackson. Now in
Okay. I thank you for putting this on.
Okay.
This is, you know, it doesn't count. Look, tooting your own horn, this doesn't fall into that category.
I agree.
This is just enlightening a little man next to him, a little kid who is too young to remember any of the athletic exploits from Bo Jackson, who I believe was the only all-star in both the NFL and MLB.
True.
And a Heisman Trophy winner. And the kid doesn't know who Bo Jackson is. And Bo Jackson,
he's in a coaching role in this, I think.
I think he's coaching for the Chicago White Sox. I think this might be a spring training tape. So this is an older tape, but I don't know. And Bo Jackson is listing his accomplishments for the little kid. And it's fantastic.
Okay, check this out. Check this out.
I used to play for the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah.
I played with Kansas City, the Chicago White Sox, and the California Angels. And I played with the Raiders. Yeah. You ever heard of the Heisman Trophy? That's the best college football player in the country. I won that.
So you played
football on the professional level, yes.
The Raiders are from?
They were in Los Angeles, but they're in Oakland now. But when I played there in Los Angeles, I'm the only player to make it to the Pro Bowl in football and the All-Star game in baseball. And I'm the MVP of the All-Star game.
That's pretty awesome.
So I've been there a little bit.
I've been there a little bit.
I loved so sweet.
It was.
And he's just chomping with the kid. I love it. I love sports.
Mike, you've been talking about the bad weather everywhere, but at least we're not dealing with winged aphids, which have infested, because of the warm spring and mild winter, they've infested New York City.
Ew.
Yeah, and listen to this.
Earwigs. Ew.
People that are upset about it.
I wanted to dodge them because one of them flew in my nose and it was not pleasant.
I don't know what's going on in New York right now, but look at all these bugs that are just dying on my shirt.
And there were a ton of little gnats. I kept swatting them away, I guess.
You see them under bridges, like in those circular swarms? It's really horrifying.
Well, time for the wretch. Sorry, we haven't done it yet. Thank you.
Earwigs. Ew. This is not a Florida story. This is a Louisiana story.
Okay.
And a guy named Don Schultz, he has a doggy door that he recently had to upgrade because, well, there was a 5-foot alligator in his house.
Hello.
It was quite an experience. We're getting the full Cajun experience. Our dog Panda growled and woke my wife up.
Panda.
And she tapped me and said, "I think there's somebody in the house. I saw the shape of an alligator."
So what they've done...
sounds like a guy that would have a dog named Panda. Yeah, sorry. What's wrong with me?
Mike, Panda outwitted him.
I'm bitter up here.
Panda's the one that called animal control.
We have a dog named Panda.
Panda?
We're not from around Louisiana.
Do you think he's down to Louisiana from Indiana?
I came down from Indiana, and I've got a vacation home down here. When do you get back?
Are you enjoying the Cajun experience, Schultz?
I feel like I'm really enjoying it. I really am. We have a little dog named Wussy. I'm sorry. What's wrong with me? Been up here too long.
Fluffy dog named Wussy.
Wussy.
But they've installed a new alligator door. I'm not an alligator door. A new dog door that only opens when Panda's collar goes through. Panda. So he's going to be safe. Wow. Meanwhile, in Florida, I'm not going to short you a Florida tape. This might be one of your neighbors. She's 99 years old, and her name is Mildred Kirschenbaum. She just turned 99, and she has some advice. And you know what? When you get that close to 100, maybe we ought to listen.
I have friends who are 20 years younger, 15 years younger, and their attitudes are going to cause them not to survive to my age. Their attitude is I don't see my kids more than once a week, or the food I was served was cold. If the food isn't quite right, have an extra dessert. If you hear from your children once a week, they call you once a week, you call them once a week. Change your attitude. I try my best not to sweat the small stuff and to have a positive attitude.
As of this recording, she is still alive.
And you know what? Advice that I could use a month with her. Just talking to me every
sweet, sweet
day.
Love, Mike.
No, don't make it naughty.
No, I won't. I won't.
Thank you.
Fairfax County, this happened in Alexandria. Pretty dynamic tape. Family's house was burning down, and they notified the fireman, or actually it was a county cop, that they had three dogs inside. He goes in, saves the dogs. Nobody was hurt. No dogs were hurt in this fire.
They have like three dogs in there.
Fairfax County Police! Come on, puppies. Fairfax County Police! Come on. Come on, puppies. Okay, okay. Come on. Come on, come on. I took the dogs out.
And we have the three dogs.
Isn't that awesome that he took
Way to
the
go,
time?
Officer.
I
Way
love
to go.
It.
Fairfax County got lots of friends on that department. Way to go.
And well we close done. With this, Mike. People say that America is going in the wrong direction. I disagree. When you can hear a nice civil discourse between businessman and I guess what? Client like this, it makes me feel good. A DoorDash driver. This was captured by a Ring doorbell.
Hi.
Hello. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to say it's a nice house for a $5 tip.
Wow. You're welcome.
You.
Wow.
Enjoy your fries.
Oh, happy 4th of July.
Happy
everybody.
4th.
Wow.
I just want to say I've got a dog named Panda.
Mama didn't raise him right.
No.
My God. Wow, that's terrible. But, it was a mansion. It's got a little bit of a point. See, there's a side to every story, Rob.
There is, Mike. And you know what? Everybody has a story.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.